Hey, yo, listen, it's going down just like this.
Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
and a very good morning to you. Happy Saturday and Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. Happy Saturday. Be careful if you're traveling about today. You know, it is a little nasty, yeah, but it's all right. It is all right. We are here, and we're going to have an awesome discussion this morning. Thank you so much for checking us out. Here's the phone number to reach us, 215-263-1039. Joining us today is Chris Milton with the Greater Philadelphia Athletics Association, and we have some of the young men who are coaches and players in this association joining us this morning. I'm sure you're going to hear something amazing, and we can find out if you have a child who is interested in sports, then you'll want to listen up and listen up close, because this may be something worthy for you. All right, so let's get, yeah, I see a whole lot of people coming in the studio. Awesome. So we're going to hear from all these young people and some of the coaches. But first and foremost, Chris Milton, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
Hi. Yes, make sure you get on that mic. Yes, good morning.
I'm sorry, how you doing?
Okay, so we're going to, you probably should sit down. That's probably a good idea since we'll be talking to you for a little bit. Okay. Awesome. So tell me a little bit more about this association.
Well, the Greater Philly Churches Athletic Association was started back in 2005, mm-hmm. Myself and Kyle. We had a basketball tournament for adult Christian men, mm-hmm. and the fellowship was great. We brought teams down from Boston,
mm-hmm. New York.
Was it New York?
Washington.
Virginia. And the fellowship was mm-hmm. so great. At the end of it, you got 90 guys standing around, you know, mm-hmm. the devotionals and everything that talking about. And then one of the kids, Q from Washington, from the D.C. church, he said, you know, we should have something like this for our youth.
Yeah.
Because we had it for the men since 1996, I believe it was. And, you know, everybody looked at me because I'm the Philly guy. You know, I had the basketball relationships, and they looking at me. I ain't said nothing. And then Q said to me from D.C., he said, you know, Chris, you ought to do this. And yeah. I'm shaking my head like, you know, And at the time, our lead evangelist at the church was James Campbell. He walks past me, who I had a pretty good relationship with at the time. He looks at me. He says, yeah, Chris, you ought to do it. So now I'm convicted because, you know, somebody I had a good relationship
yes.
with telling me to do something.
Yes,
and so I said, well, you know, the standard push off. I said, well, I'll pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after about a week, it's kind of like I was just kind of noticing the kids, what was going on around us.
Mm.
And I figured, okay, I see it's needed. It's
right.
definitely needed.
Yeah.
But I needed another way out. So I called James Campbell back and I said, James, get me some help. Because I'm thinking he wouldn't give me no help.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, well, call Kyle, you know.
Okay.
So I said, all right. You know, I'm thinking Kyle's going to be like most people and uh-huh. say, I'll help you and not do anything. Well, when I called Kyle, he said, sure, we could do this.
Mm.
And he's been by my side ever since.
Amen.
Awesome.
He's okay. also the commissioner of the league. He runs the game operations.
Okay, so Kyle.
Yes, sir.
Give
yes,
me your last name again. I'm sorry.
Sample was the last name.
Kyle Sample, welcome to the program.
Amen. God bless.
All right, so when you decided to, you know, follow through and team up, what was behind the thought on that? Like, what was your motivation?
Well, first of all, I've been a very blessed person in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of men touch me, you mm-hmm. know, growing up. Some of the, you know who Bruiser Flynn is?
No.
Bruiser Flynn is the coach of Drexel.
Oh, okay.
His dad, James Flynn,
okay.
was very, very influential in my life growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Come to think of it, Chris's coach, when he was growing up, was a guy named Bob Johnson,
mm-hmm,
also.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, Bob Johnson was one of my coaches.
Oh, wow.
You know, growing up. And this is stuff that we never knew
mm-hmm.
about each other. And the point is that there were a lot of men, you know, who helped us as kids to grow.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A lot of men who took some responsibility, you know, for us to make sure that we did the right things growing up
mm-hmm.
and just took a real good interest and wanting to see us succeed as kids.
Yeah.
And so when you have that, you know, going on in your life, you know, that's something that affects you greatly. And I wanted to be able to do something to give back.
Mm.
You know, I'm a retired military guy.
Okay.
Right?
Awesome.
And part of that, you know, you have so much responsibility for other people's lives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And just the fact that I've always, you know, wanted to be able to give back, you know, to the community, but even more so just give back to kids in general, because it's a great thing knowing that you got some adults who are out there who care enough, you know, about you to want to make a difference in your lives.
Amen.
And then when you combine that with, you know, I know I've been truly blessed by the men in my church,
right,
to help me to grow, that, you know, I just wanted to just do something, you know, to try to make a difference in the kids' lives.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. All right. If you're just tuning in, you're checking out Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. We have representatives of the Greater Philadelphia Church Athletics Association. Did I get it right?
Yes,
all right.
Ma'am.
Amen. I want to make sure I get that right so people can look you up and know all about it. And we have the representatives here. If you are interested in more information on this organization, you're going to hear some things now. But if you have some questions, because you have a young person who is interested in athletics, then definitely give us a call while they're here. They're only going to be here for a little while, so get on the phone. 215-263-1039. 215-263-1039. We have one of the youths who are participating, correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get you mic'd up and a little closer to the microphone. So your name is?
Coy Camps.
Coy Camps. How old are you, sir?
13.
All right. So what brought you involved in the Greater Philly Church Athletics Association?
Well, it all started when I was first 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was at church and I met my coach, Coach Mark, and he told me about the league. So I decided to join.
Okay.
And when I first joined, it brought me closer to God. I started going to church more, started studying verses every week. The league was very competitive, too.
Okay. Okay. Competitive. Is it competitive in a different way than, say, in school?
Yes.
In what way?
You compete in everything. Basketball, compete to know your verses.
Okay.
Compete with the other team.
Okay. Now, would you say it's friendly competition?
Yes.
Okay. Different from school. Is it not so friendly in school?
Not really.
I imagine. Awesome. So tell me, how has being a part of this changed you as a person? I hear comments in the background. That's all right. That's all right. Yeah. Don't be scared of the mic. It's okay. How has it changed you as a young man?
It helped me change my character, like trusting God and believing in Him.
Awesome.
That He'll provide for me.
Awesome. Oh, you can't ask for much more than that. That's awesome. I know your folks are pretty proud of that, happy about that, yeah?
Yes.
Awesome. What kind of changes have you seen in this young man? Any of the adults who work with him, any of the coaches want to step up to the mic who work with him? And don't be afraid, and please tell me your name. And young lady, I'll get to you in 1 second. We have a young lady in the room, too. We're going to get to her in a second. Yes, sir, give me your name.
Coach Mark Brown, Coy's coach.
All right. Coach Mark. What types of changes have you seen in him since he started working with you guys?
Well, he's always been a good kid, but he's been a lot more outgoing.
Mm.
He's been a captain now for the last 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So it's forced him to be a leader, forced him to check his attitude and realize that people are following him and looking up to him, the younger kids on the team.
Mm.
And I believe he's putting a lot more work in school,
awesome,
realizing that he has responsibilities.
Awesome. For the adults in the room, let me ask this, because of budget cuts, as we know, schools are suffering with a lot of programs. Athletics, arts, things of that nature are falling by the wayside because of these budget cuts. If you had to pitch to someone to throw more money into programs like yours, what would you say why these programs are so important?
Anybody?
Any of the young men in the room.
Well, first of all, since it's a spiritually based, the whole purpose for the league is to introduce the Bible to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely say invest your money in the Bibles, especially the Bibles that are easier for the kids to read.
Mm-hmm.
We found that, you know how sometimes people take credit for other people's success, so to speak.
Yes.
We can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
These kids have to read the Bible for themselves. And for children like Corey, I mean, there's a list of kids I could list because we go back 10 years now.
Mm.
But realistically, when they read the scriptures and you see them changing, yeah. It's two reasons that is. One is the parents.
Amen.
And two is definitely the Spirit of God, because some of these kids that we've just come through, it's like, okay.
What about Devin?
Devin, matter of fact, I don't know if I'm.
You can do it.
Devin Bullock, I don't know if you remember him. He's a young man that was shot and killed on May 3rd. Was this past May 3rd.
Yeah. Wow.
When we met Devin Bullock, he was let's just say he was living the street life.
Okay.
And he came through Bethlehem of Deliverance Church, which is, I believe, at 20th or 19th and Berks.
Mm-hmm.
And he started on a basketball team. I would show up at his practices. And during that time, Coach D and Anthony Robinson, I would show up at their practices. And, you know, they would be, before the practice started, they would be having their Bible devotionals. And Devin was always running his mouth, mm-hmm. you know, always being disruptive. Mm-hmm. And on one occasion, he was in Coach D's face. And, you know, I pulled him aside and talked to him. And after a while, you know, it started coming by his house, picking him up. I know Coach Tone got in there with him.
Mm.
He ended up living with Coach Tone for a while because there was some, you know, some distressful situations going on in his life.
Yeah.
But Devin turned his life around.
Mm.
Devin went from not remembering the first letter of the Bible, let alone where a Bible was, to volunteering. If you look on our video on our website, and matter of fact, one of the coaches was looking to pick him.
Yeah.
Looking for who they want. Devin standing with his chest out like, pick me, pick me.
Nice.
And he didn't miss a scripture.
Nice.
And he went on to a charter high school, and for 4 years doing excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I know Coach Tone was in his life every day.
Yeah.
They were reading their Bibles. They joined the church. Devin ended up joining the church.
Right.
And he was the halftime devotionals. He was there. You know, he was just... He just changed completely.
Mm.
And, you know, I guess at some point he needed a rest.
Won the MVP of the tournament up in New York?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We took him to the we went up to the Stop the Violence tournament up in New York.
Mm-hmm.
When I forget what year it was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the boy put on a incredible basketball game.
Yeah.
I think he may have come close to having a triple-double.
Yeah.
But he put this one move. And you know how they had this turn where you cross over a defender.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we grew up, it was causing. We talked about how you freeze somebody.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's a little different where you move so quickly that a guy you can't move.
Right, right, right.
Well, Devin froze the basketball team.
What?
He shook the whole team. And they couldn't move, and he just walked in and laid the ball up.
Wow.
And to show you how much he changed, one of the other players slammed him on the ground. And everybody thought Devin was going to get up and go at him.
What?
Devin got up, laughed, kicked the dust off, and ended up...
And kept moving.
Kept scoring.
Wow.
And at the end,
awesome.
all the guys from the New York organization that was up there, from the Stop the Violence organization, they said, ain't no way. We got to get this kid MVP.
Yeah.
And they gave him MVP. And he was just confident, man. He was confident in what he believed in.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, like I said, he, you know, he had to rest.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Sorry to hear about that. If you're just tuning in, it's Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. We are welcoming your phone calls. How would you like to know a little bit more about this organization? Clearly making some changes in the lives of young people in the area. Reach out to us at 215-263-1039. My second question to you is, are sports important in your household? Do you think it's important for your children to participate in athletics? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. We have a young lady joining us who's a part of the association. Hi, welcome. What's your name?
Jayla Cosby.
All right, I'm going to need you to get a little closer to the mic, Mama. Thank you. I want to hear your voice. Awesome.
That's right.
Don't get shy up in here now. Okay, Jayla, your last name again?
Cosley.
All right, welcome. So when did you start working with the organization?
About 2 years ago. Uh-huh. I started playing basketball with them.
Awesome. And how has that experience been?
Physically and spiritually, it made me stronger.
Awesome.
I was the only girl in the league till last year.
Really? So how many girls are in the league now?
So far, I've only seen about two.
Two? Okay. So being the girl, amongst a bunch of guys. Is that a weird feeling? Is it supportive? Are they like your big brothers? Do they tease you and then throw scripture at you later? Like, what is it like?
Well, on my team, I was the oldest, so it was just, they were just there.
So. They were just there, like.
But when I can, when I played other teams, mm-hmm. it was kind of like, it was competitive for me because I had to show that I wasn't just a girl on the phone court.
Yes.
Very aggressive.
Very aggressive on the court.
She's gonna tell you the story.
Okay, well, yeah. Make sure y'all speak in the mic now.
Yeah, she's very aggressive. As a matter of fact, sets strong picks, mm-hmm. you know, rebounds strong, you know, not afraid to D up the guys.
Yes.
So, you know, don't let her sit here with that little nice, meek voice. Because something happens when she gets on the court, you know, more or less. And the great thing is you can see the improvement, you know, not only just in her basketball game, mm-hmm. but just in her spiritual walk, too.
Wonderful.
Because for me, I'm going to tell you something. I don't care anything about this, the basketball part about it. Mm-hmm. I care more about them growing spiritually, in all honesty, you know, because that's the thing that's going to last.
Amen.
You know, one of the things Chris talked about when we formed the league mm-hmm. is I was still playing ball at that time. It's like 45 years old. Well, I can't play anymore, you know, since I've got 7 pins in my ankles.
So oh,
I can't
goodness.
Do it. Different show. But the point is that, you know, there's going to come a point in time when you have to put the ball down.
Right.
But you'll never stop picking up the Bible. You know, that's the most important thing. And that's the thing with all of our kids. As a matter of fact, when we first put this league together, we had a young lady. We used to call her Linda.
Sierra.
But we used to call her Linda Page. You know, Linda Page is one of the famous basketball players of all time out of the city of Philadelphia. As a matter of fact,
she scored 100 points in one game.
You're going to have to get on the mic, sir. I'm hearing you off the mic. It's crazy. No, I'm going to need to get on the mic.
Sierra, one of the best players in the league, period. Mm-hmm. You know, so we don't discriminate against girls. As a matter of fact, we don't care. Come play. Just want to, you know, have a relationship with the Lord and want to be able to be productive and just have some fun.
Now, I need to ask, I have a call. I want to take the call. We're going to have to take a break, but I do want to ask a question that's not off topic, but off sports, but in relation to what you said as far as Jayla being very aggressive on the court. So I want to address that again in a minute. But we have a caller on the line. I want to go to Kim calling in from West Philadelphia. Kim, good morning. You're live on
air. Hello. Good morning. God bless you all.
Yes. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. It's such a wonderful thing to know the Lord and to know who keeps you.
Mm-hmm.
And who you belongs to. I just like to thank the men of God. I'm listening to your broadcast right now. I usually hear it here and there anyway. And this morning, I'm a recovering addict of 10 years myself. I'm a survivor of Women Against Abuse, 19 years. And I'm a survivor of incest for the last 32 years.
Wow. I'm so sorry.
And I know how God has been good to me. I'm a mother of 5 sons and 3 daughters.
Okay.
My baby boy is the captain in the Cheltenham Panthers. Mm-hmm. He's about to graduate high school in June. He's going to Westchester University.
Awesome.
And he has a 4-year scholarship for football.
Wonderful.
Now, my 14-year-old nephew, he's a forward guard. He's in 8th grade. He's a forward guard. I think that's what you said, a forward guard, a little guard, or something guard is a guard.
Okay.
I know it's a guard.
Okay.
I was calling it a ghost and everything, and my 30-year-old son said, Mom, I said, look, he could have been going goo-goo. I knew it had something that was G like God.
Okay. Hold on, Miss Kim.
And he's also played football.
Kim.
He done got himself in a little minor situation.
Okay, Miss Kim.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I am short on time and I have to take a commercial break. I just need you to ask the question that you have to ask him.
I am, because I just needed to get that out there because I need y'all to help my nephew. His father's always been in his life, but his father... walking life with the Lord is not as strong. I would love for y'all to have my number. I would love to come with him. I would love to stand up with him. I would love to come and speak to other young men and women because, see, my story is their story, too.
Okay,
my
so this is you, what... This...
I don't want to lose him.
Okay, so Miss Kim, Miss Kim, I'm so sorry. Because I have to take a commercial break, this is a I have to do it thing, I'm going to ask you to hold on. We're going to let the gentleman from the Athletic Association speak to you. You can give them your number. I definitely don't want you to give it on the radio because everybody doesn't need to know your business. So we're going to have you give them your phone number, okay? All right, no problem. Just hold on real quick. If you're just tuning in, please give us a call if you have questions for these awesome men and women of God. 215-263-1039. Stay with us. More continues after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We just have a few more minutes in the program. If you have any questions about how you can involve your child in the Greater Philadelphia Church Athletics Association, then please give us a call at 215-263-1039. Now, before the break, before our last caller, we were speaking with one of the young ladies, one of two, you said it's only two young ladies in the league, right? Oh, my goodness. Okay. So one of two young ladies in the league joining us here with her mom, who is on the mic, and Miss LaToya is joining us. Good morning, Miss LaToya. Make sure you speak in the mic so we can hear you wonderfully.
Good morning.
All right. Thank you guys again for being here. Now, something that was mentioned a little while ago by Kyle, he said that, Jayla, you are really aggressive on the court. You just command the court. You know, you do all your plays and all like that. As a Christian woman and as a Christian mother, is there ever any conflict with you being able to be aggressive when it's not really encouraged for women to be aggressive? How do you manage that balance? And mom, how would you like for her to manage that balance? They're both like, somebody talk. You talk. No, you talk.
Come on now.
Okay. So mom, you can start off with that.
Well, Jayla personally,
I'll need you to be a little closer on the mic, mom. Sorry about that.
Jayla, she's always been very competitive, even since she was a little girl. Mm-hmm. Even when she was in the Girl Scouts, taking her places, she's always been first in line, mm-hmm. Finish and things of that nature. So moving on from soccer to basketball.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have you switch mics. Sure. There's something going on with that mic. I don't know. Sorry about that.
So moving on from soccer to basketball, mm-hmm. I remember one time Brother Clyde asked Jayla to become the, what was it, the basketball manager, mm-hmm. or... What was that? The basketball manager or?
Well, she was helping out on the basketball team.
The captain, okay. The basketball captain. I just told Jayla to take her role very seriously, mm-hmm. and don't be lenient. And next thing you know, she would bring papers on the van, mm-hmm. for the boys to write out their scripture and to remember it. Because if you don't remember your scripture, then you can't, mm-hmm. play in the game, and that, mm-hmm. makes the team weak.
Amen. So, but in terms of, I guess what I'm really asking is, a lot of times as women, you know, we are supposed to represent this femininity and meekness and things like that. So if you have any aggression in you, it can be a bad thing or looked at as a bad thing, especially as you get older. But for things like sports and in certain careers, you have to have a little tenacity just to get through. How do you balance that, or how would you like to instruct her to balance that in terms of her overall life when she's not on the court?
Well, I don't really think that she has to balance it out. Mm-hmm. I mean, she should just go for it. Mm-hmm. I really don't see.
That's not an issue.
No, it's not an issue.
Because you know what? It's not. And if any of the men would like to speak, and I only bring that up just because I've had experiences in my own life in broadcasting, especially if there's not a lot of women in certain areas that you're working in, you kind of have to have a little brass knuckle with you just to kind of fight your way through and stay in the game. And that's not always viewed as a feminine thing. And women have, you have this weird role that you play where you have to fight and be strong, but you can't look too strong, or you get this other conversation that's said behind your back sometimes.
As a father with three daughters,
mm-hmm.
okay, I want to raise my children so that they can compete in this world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you necessarily have to sacrifice, as she said, one for the other.
Amen.
I think that talent, you know, always wins out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important that we respect the fact that, you know what, you have an opportunity to to actually help somebody or see the beauty in what they do, mm-hmm. you know, and just allow them to be the best that they can be. I don't think we can really continue to worry about some of those old societal mores that they used to be.
But they still are. And I bring that up because it's still, in certain instances, in certain circles, in certain situations, it is still an issue. So what would you say to a young lady like Jayla who is going for it? What would you say to her if she encounters a situation like that where her femininity is in question because she is aggressive in her pursuits?
There is no question.
Do what you got to do and keep it moving. Mm-hmm. Because Jayla, you know, like now, she looks like a lovely young lady.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, you know I had to bring this up, Jayla. You know, I'll give you a prime example. The whole league remembers.
That's right.
Jayla and this young man went for a rebound.
Mm-hmm.
They both got the ball at the same time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The ref was kind of slow blowing the whistle. So Jayla gently and aggressively picked him up with the ball.
Wow.
And decided to slam him on the floor.
Whoa.
And the ref finally blew the whistle, jump ball. Jayla got up, and the whole gym just decided to just dead silent. So she was walking past Kyle, and Kyle said, "Come here. Why did you slam him like that?" Now, she was very feminine because she had the chicken neck rolling and everything. When she said, "I wasn't going to let him take that ball from me."
Okay.
She was very feminine when she said that. And even when you see her off the court, she's very much a young lady, you know, like she is right now.
That's right.
When I see her at church, when I visit the Triumph Faith Church, she's very ladylike. She's very pleasant. You wouldn't even know she's aggressive unless you ask her.
Mm.
You know, so if people are going to give you categories or try to throw stigmas on you, they did it to Jesus.
That's right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. If they did it to Jesus, he said they will persecute you on account of me. Do what you got to do. Keep moving. Pay it no attention. Because as you can see, you're surrounded by a bunch of men who that stuff doesn't even bother.
Amen. Amen. Would you guys encourage more young ladies to join the league?
Oh, for sure. Our doors are open to anybody. We don't care. Like you said, the Bible is the thing that's the most important thing, period.
Amen.
Basketball, like I said, for me, basketball is not that important anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how can you affect somebody's life? How can you help make the parents' lives easier, you know, with their kids?
Yes.
So, look, who knows? Let us pray one day that we have a situation where we can have an all-girls league.
That's awesome. Where they can have their
league by themselves. But I tell you what, having girls interspersed within the league has been a benefit for all of us.
Amen.
Especially for the coaches. I'll tell you that, you know, just the fact that these guys, they don't coach them any different than they coach the men.
Good.
You know, or young boys at this stage. So.
Really quick, because we only have about 2 minutes left, do you just focus on basketball? Are there other sports that you do? If so, what are they? And if not, would you consider adding on sports to the league?
As of right now, we're doing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
In the future, we would like to add more sports.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's been like 3 years for our organization and being involved right now.
Okay, that's all right. Just because I'm sure there are a couple parents who may have some questions, like they may have youth who are interested in baseball or things of that nature. So before we close, it's important to know, how can people find you if they have youth who want to participate, or if they are adults who want to participate and donate their time? How can they reach you?
Go to our website, which is phillychurchesaa.org. That's phillychurchesaa.org, or you can call 856-236-6666, which is my cell phone.
All right. Fantastic.
Let's add one more thing.
Yes.
One of the big things that sort of prevents us from doing these things or additional things, you got to have men who want to just step up to the plate and give back.
Amen.
And you know how, you know, Jesus talks about, you know, fields are vast, but the workers are few.
Yeah.
It is so hard just to get men or people. I'm not just going to blame men, but people who want to give back.
Yeah.
And, you know, but you got to be quality.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, Well, you got to be quality because...
No ragamuffins.
No ragamuffins. This league may not be for you, but you got to want to give back.
Yes. Awesome sauce. Mm-hmm. And with that said, I want to say thank you to Chris Milton, to Steve Camps, to Mark Brown, Clyde Griffin, Coy Camps, Jayla Crosby, to LaToya Glenn, and to Kyle Sample. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Much love to you all. Much love to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive day. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.